Welcome back, Jordan Hudson.
Thank you, Ashley.
I wrote a little ditty for you. I hope you like it. Chuck's writing blows, wish he'd go, he's a total goon. And right now, AMC sells worse than Doctor Who. He's a troll, that's Brad Hole, oh, he's such a tool. Makes me wish for the days of McTavish. Our salt women were starved. It was so smart. I know this is the part where the end starts. I can't take it any longer. Wish stories were stronger. Brandy kills my brain cells. Murder mystery. He really is, don't you think?
I love it.
I had to put that in there.
I love it.
Just for you, Jordan Hudson.
He is. He a big old closet case, Mr. Brian Franz. Mr. Brian, I love Rebecca Budig Franz.
That's right. This week on All My Children, head writer Chuck Pratt finally figures out that it was Adam who killed Stuart.
Powder and olive oil actually don't mix. JR and Marissa get married.
Ew. J-Lo is back in black. And her skin finally cleared up too. Bless her heart.
Oh my God. What was that all for?
I tell you, she had two big pimples. But it cleared up. It's nice.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
So annoying for me is the premature ejaculator Chuck Pratt. I bet you anything, if you ask anybody that he's ever had sex with, they will tell you that. The man does not know how to pace himself. People, I'm feeling a little bit of a scream coming on, so turn down your damn iPods, your computers, your listening devices. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. Angie actually told Randy that the love that Randy has with Frankie reminds her of her love with Jesse. Did you want to kill somebody?
Yeah, Chuck Pratt and his writing team. When I Tell If It's a Better Show, watch it. You know what the problem with Chuck Pratt is?
He's dumb.
No.
He's stupid.
This is
he's an a-hole.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Oh my God, this show's so horrible right now. Oh God.
I mean, Jesse and Angie were front and center for years. That was a lot. How?
I can't. You know what? It's so stupid that I can't even get mad at this one. You gotta laugh.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for some week ending. What the hell week is it?
October
21st.
Oh, no.
October 23rd, 2009. The weeks are a blur. My twins are 20 weeks now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're almost
And they're so big. I just saw them.
Carlos was walking them.
Poor Carlos.
I
told him that looks like a battle tank that carries.
The double stroller, right?
I was like, you look like you're going to war. He's like a tank.
It's actually better because, first of all, when they're here, and I'm doing the podcast, they cry. So that's, like, upsetting. And then the second thing is just easier, like, if you're just one person to manage them in the double wide. Because they fall asleep.
Yeah, no, they were both
not,
awake.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. But Jesse gave me the biggest smile.
Oh,
he's so adorable. I looked at him. He's like, he's so cute.
I got to upload pictures.
Your daughter's too intelligent, though. She's like Professor X from the X-Men. She's very cerebral. The little, she's like so like intense. Like she's like
she got
like,
big eyes,
she's
big
like,
brown eyes.
Like Yoda. She doesn't look like Yoda, but she's like that old in like how
does I know what you mean.
What is it, the expression? Like an old soul.
Yeah,
an old soul.
Said that,
she's
yeah.
very like I don't know.
She's kind of delicate.
She's plotting like, to take over the world, I think.
Even like her fingers, like she just like kind of flicks them. Like she's all woman, this little girl.
I know.
At 5 months she's all woman.
Jesse's like a frat boy.
He is.
He likes to fart and smile.
Oh, he farts, smiles. He's all over. when he's like hungry in his crib, he'll like arch his back looking for a booby, like just like crazy.
He's a boy.
He's biting my tetas.
Really?
Hard. He got his first teeth at 4 months, his bottom two teeth. He bit me the other morning. I cried. He bit me three times in a row and I cried. I had to call like all these women like from the La Leche League and say, what do I do? I gotta weed my baby. What am I gonna do?
There's something actually called La Leche League.
La Leche, yeah, see.
Oh my God.
But it's not Spanish. It's just La Leche means milk, as you know.
Yeah, I know.
That's one of the words we do know.
That's one of the. Yeah. Look, I'm gonna tell you right now.
What?
You got 5 minutes to talk about all my children and then we're talking about everything else.
Oh my God! We took some crap last week, though.
What?
Because our last podcast, which was 3 weeks ago. I'm sorry, people. I tried to do it last week, but I couldn't make it. Me and Jordan, our schedules didn't mix last weekend. But anyway, long story short, we took some crap on a podcast last week for not talking about all my children in the last podcast, which we did.
We listened to it.
No, and
there was only one person on the blog that said that some new person that everybody
that
thinks
was anonymous.
That everybody thinks is Granny Pratt. That's what's up.
Oh, I just knocked and Gucci thought it was a door. Gucci, shut up.
Gucci.
Shut up. I'm making a podcast.
Gucci.
She's so funny.
She's
been neglected. Ooh, you said she looked sad.
She looked very sad today. She wasn't her usual uppity self. She
peppy.
Was very like, yeah, peppy uppity.
She wasn't peppy.
She was very like, but no, it was just Anonymous that said that. Everybody else was fine.
All right, back
but
to that,
talk about, we talked about a lot about all my children in that podcast.
Yes, we did. I don't want to talk about Anon anymore.
The only thing you could accuse us of is that we didn't recap the week. Like
what
we
you could
do.
Accuse us of is not being positive. So we're going to try to be positive. And what I'm going to say is I'm positive. I hate the show right now.
Well, people were suggesting that maybe we should change the name to reflect that the show's becoming more about, you know, we could call it the Lantano County.
TV and other ephemera. Is that a word? Ephemera? That's a word, right? I just don't know what it means.
Ephemera.
I don't know what it means. I'm trying, people.
Isn't
I'm trying.
Some, like, government agency or something?
I don't know.
Or that's FEMA.
FEMA.
Whatever. Well, I got to tell you.
What?
Have you checked my Facebook page yet?
Checked it yet.
What the hell are you waiting for?
I got two babies. Every time someone asks me, have you done this, I say, I got two babies.
I've been putting up pictures and I've been talking to everybody. Everybody's become my friend. And I get to see. And we got, not only do we got intelligent listeners.
Very intelligent.
But we got very attractive listeners. Everybody's very cute.
Elizabeth, she just befriended me. Elizabeth from the blog.
Yes.
I think she calls herself Bliss, I think.
Yes.
I'm Bliss.
Oh,
gorgeous. I told her she should be a soap star.
She looks like a little bit like, what's her name from General Hospital who plays
Elizabeth. Yes. Yes. I thought so too.
She's very, very cute. Very cute. We got a lot of good looking listeners.
Listen, Elizabeth, if you can't act, go to All My Children because they'll cast you. You're beautiful.
There's a couple that are really hot, but
if you
can
act,
I don't know if they're straight or not.
No, actually, you go to Young the Restless, you go to One Life to Live. That's where you go.
Yes. Well, you might want to go back to General Hospital, though, too, because General
Hospital...
It's
doing good. It's good.
I don't know if it's doing good, but I'm starting...
It's not doing good, but it seems
as of Tuesday, I'm going to be watching General Hospital again.
Now, why is that? Who's coming back?
Jonathan Jackson, the original Lucky.
Oh, nice.
I'm so happy.
When does... what's his face? James Franco, come on.
I don't know. He's.
I'm going to watch for that.
He's only shooting 3 days.
But that don't mean he won't be out a month.
They're shooting 2 months worth of material in 3 days.
Love it. I'm going to be watching for 2 months.
Yeah?
I love James Franco.
I've been curious about General Hospital because I do like the kids that they brought on General Hospital. So I'm the Sonny's, you know, children, they're very good actors.
Excellent. So I was very
impressed. I'm actually coming back to General Hospital. We'll see what happens. I officially gave up As the World Turns. As much as I was trying to hang in there for Tom Pelfrey, I couldn't. As the World Turns.
Really? He's not on yet?
He's not on yet, but I can't. As the World Turns is beyond garbage. It's like, all my children in As the World Turns are having a race to be the worst soap ever.
Ooh.
I just couldn't. I was there. Do you know they fired Katie McClain again?
Oh, my God.
They disrespected Katie McClain again. She should not go back to either All My Children
I'm
or As
the World
Turns. I'm going to
tell you something. I'm going to have a little talk with Katie. Katie, I'm going to put Katie aside right now. Katie, you got to have I love you to death, and you got a big mouth, which I love about you. Don't change it. But what I'm saying is you need to have a big mouth about yourself and your career. You should, number one, have never gone back for that dumbass Dixie wrap-up storyline on All My Children because that killed the future storyline for you. Number one. Number two, you should never have gone back to As the World Turns.
No, she shouldn't.
Because they demolished the character of Rosanna the second time around.
The second time around. And then the third time.
And
this
now
last
the third time. And
garbage.
You went back to it. Cannot go back to the well. You got to move forward. You're too talented. You know who she could have been? She could have been that pregnant, the wife, the not pregnant wife on Glee. Every time I see that not pregnant wife,
yeah.
I think of Katie.
Katie would have been good in that role.
So go to primetime. You're too talented and too beautiful. Forget about daytime. They don't treat you right. Just like a man. If a man don't treat you right, you don't go back to him. You don't go back to soaps. That's it. Done.
Let me tell you something. I was so disgusted with what they did on As the World Turns with her character. You know, they put her with Craig Montgomery, the guy who ran her off the road and put her in a coma for 5 years, who she hated.
Shut up.
And then, and then.
The new Craig, right?
Craig. Yeah. And then Paul is back with Emily. Emily, who he dumped and shot him and left him to die.
He
supposedly loved Meg
thing,
for
right?
so much. Yes.
Oh,
and then Lily, Lily's true love, Holden, the father of her children, supposedly dies in a car crash. What does she do? She gets married to her ex-husband in 2 weeks. I couldn't take As the World Turns anymore. That was the end for me. I was like, this show, why am I watching this?
That's what I'm saying.
I kept telling myself, why am I watching this?
That's what I'm saying.
I said, at least with all my children, I have an excuse. I have to watch it for the podcast. I said, but with whatchamacallit, I have no reason to be watching As the World Turns anymore. So I gave that up. I gave up Private Practice on Thursday nights.
I thought you liked it. She said, oh, no, that's Grey. That's
Grey. Grey's has gotten...
What happened with the baby thing when they put the baby from the lady? She was fine, right?
Yeah.
That's
not realistic. Especially because in the season finale, she told the woman that was going to cut her open, she said, if you do that, I'm going to die.
Thank
There's
you.
No way to survive that.
There is absolutely no freaking way
Especially
to survive that.
Especially when it took people a couple of hours to get to her. So Private Practice, I gave up. Kate Walsh, I love you, but I can't. I realize that the only reason I'm watching it is because of you. And it's not enough. I love you.
It's not enough.
Because even her character is not the same character.
Because you have self-respect.
I had to give that up. I almost gave up Gossip Girl, but I haven't.
Okay.
But Gossip Girl's on the chopping block, too.
You know what's on the chopping block for me?
What?
Flash Forward. Can't get into it.
I gotta tell you, I like the first three episodes. The fourth episode, I wasn't too crazy. I haven't seen this week's episode, but the week before that, the Asian actor, I'm sorry, that's the guy from Harold and Kumar. I can't get past that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, the first three episodes, he wasn't bad because they didn't give him much, but that episode where he had this really dramatic... Did you see that episode where he had the dramatic scene with...
No,
I
didn't make it past episode two.
I tried
to watch episode two three times. Did not work for me.
Yeah, the last episode I saw was just... The writing was very forced. The scenes were very over the top. It was too, heavy-handed?
Heavy-handed.
And I couldn't get into it. So I haven't seen this week's episode, but that's another one that I'm kind of like, I don't know. I don't know, but Glee.
Glee is so good.
I got to tell you, I'm really getting tired of the Glee haters. You know what? If you don't like musicals, that's fine. That's not your cup of tea. This is not your cup of show.
I was a hater at first.
But
I gave it a chance.
I know, but I just read a review in the Rolling Stone, the new Rolling Stone, Madonna on the cover. I think that was why I read this review. And this idiot, first of all, he said the show's too gay. That's the first
harsh.
Thing.
That's ridiculous.
And it's just like...
to my opinion, it's not gay enough.
I mean...
I'm serious, because I think the musical number should be more... Flashy.
Flamboyant and flashy, but jazz hands.
That's right, jazz hands.
Well, I gotta tell you, I don't like his attitude. And then you know what else he said?
What?
He said that the characters are all negative and demeaning and mean. I hate to break it to you.
That is so stupid.
Excuse me. It's high school. That's the way kids are in high school.
Those kids
are
great
evil.
Kids. He's
no,
out of his mind.
I know what he's talking about, but you know what? But that's why I think the show is so realistic, because they are teenagers and they do shady stuff. And did you like high school?
I loved high school.
Really? I hated high school. I
did great in high
school.
Junior high school, I got beat the shit.
No,
beat the
I
shit
loved
out of me
junior high school, but high school. You really liked high school? I think kids
because
are evil.
Because people beat the shit out of me in junior high. I was like one of those talent. Believe it or not, people, I may sound like a dummy. I know I have a little bit of an accent, but I was pretty talented in school. I was.
What were you talented at?
I was academically talented. But back then, they didn't have no academically talented. They put you all in I was like a good kid because I was raised with Puerto Ricans. If I opened my mouth, if I made a peep, they slapped me in the head. So I was really well behaved.
Playing around on the bleachers is not like...
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. That's a thing.
You never play hide the salami?
No way. I didn't even see a salami until I was out of high school. Are you kidding me?
Really? You a late bloomer?
I'm telling you, I was a good girl.
Really?
I really was. I was a good girl. And the thing is, they used to beat the shit out of me in junior high because all the kids were together. There was no separation. They put all the kids. So, I mean, the kids who were like real bad kids, like smoking pot and doing all this stuff, cursing and doing this. I used to get spitballs in my hair. I mean, giant ass spitballs. Giant. I swear to God.
Well, I love me some
Glee. I was a good kid.
I love me some. I could believe that in a way. I kind of believe that.
I was in the chorus.
You were in the chorus? You were in the Glee?
It wasn't. I was in Glee Club, but it wasn't like that Glee Club.
It wasn't like that Glee Club?
No, it wasn't.
Well,
we didn't have no saxophones and flashy outfits.
Did you see the episode with Kristen Chenoweth? How amazing was that episode?
I loved her in it. And I didn't realize because I don't know her that well. I'm not like uh-huh. musicals like you. I used to do them, but uh-huh. not like into.
Right.
I didn't know how talented an actress she was.
No, she's a phenomenal
actress.
She's
a true triple threat.
She's
true triple threat.
Love her.
That's New York lingo for actor, dancer, singer.
Yes, she's amazing. And you know who else is amazing? The lead girl on Glee, the young girl that's really like obnoxious, Rachel. I love her.
She's great, so
talented.
She's very positive. I don't know what he's talking about. She's all Miss Positive.
But she's very self-absorbed. But see, that's what I'm saying. Yes. They're teenagers, though. That's the way. Like, I was upset with what's his name, that episode where the Finn took advantage of her because he was trying to get her to come back to Glee.
But he really likes her.
Yeah, but he was using the fact that she, and my sister was like, but that's realistic. That's what high school kids do. They take advantage of each other. They manipulate. Yeah. And I was like, and so my sister, she's right. That's what I love about the show, because the show isn't like some corny ass Gossip Girl kind of thing, you know, where everybody, you know what I mean? It's like people are kind of effed up. And these kids, but that Canadian, that Corey Manatufu, oh, God, I love him.
He never sang a day of football, I'll tell you that right now. All right, do we talk about all my children? Holy cow, Jordan Hudson, you showed your back.
Are you on Facebook when we're doing the podcast?
Well, I wanted to see the soap pictures. Holy shit, I told you people here to be
That's my back. But yeah, but I'm flexing.
Oh, shut up. Why do you put yourself down?
I'm not
like
putting
that?
Myself down. Look,
you're like Jordana on Project Runway. Don't put yourself down.
I don't watch that crap.
I do.
What? Did you see my Robin Strasser picture with
that's
the pie in the face?
She's so beautiful.
Oh my God. She came out of the studio because they had shot this scene where she was in a prison food fight and she's like, look at Marcy.
Oh, Marcy's so beautiful.
Oh my God, Marcy's so cute.
This is the heyday of soap people. You've got to sign up for Facebook. You've got to go to Jordan Hudson's website.
She's the first time seeing these photos. I've never shown her these photos.
And you need to look at the photos. They're beautiful of the old soap
and everybody's
stars.
Liking them, so I'm going to try to develop
look
some old ones.
Look how young and beautiful she is.
The Santa Barbara.
She's more beautiful than I remember. Mm-hmm. I always remember her being pretty, but she is much more beautiful than I remember. Who's that?
You don't know. That's Sharon Gebbett from Edge of Night Raven. There goes Robin Stratton.
Robin was beautiful. Look at our...
That's Cruz and Eden.
A. Martinez.
You're going to say
who's
R.
That? I was
that's
R.
Anne Heche.
Anne Heche.
From when she was at Another World and played Marley and Vicky.
Did you make a lot of money from these pictures?
I did okay.
You did all right? Why don't you do it again? Look at her. Look at, what's her name?
Jeannie Francis.
Jeannie Francis with glasses.
That was when she was on
Big
All My Children.
Big glasses.
Remember
that's
when she was
hysterical.
On All My Children? Who's that?
Katie is so beautiful. Katie is my most beautiful, I'm telling you right now.
That's Ellen Wheeler.
Ellen Wheeler our with Cindy. Her Emmy. Our Cindy.
That's when she won. That's the old All My Children
Mark,
studio. That's the old All My Children studio.
Oh, I know where that is. That's 66, right?
Yep.
Oh, so I can't look at these. I'm going to be...
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Remember them?
Oh, Top Cut.
Tom and
Sky. Oh,
Sky.
Sorry. I don't know why I said silver.
Anne Heche.
Anne Heche.
Nancy
all right.
Brown.
I can't look at these anymore because I'm
going to
cry.
Wait, keep going. I didn't... Wait, you got to wait to see the Susan Lucci. Keep
you
going.
You got to go.
Look, wait. Go to, look at Walt Willie. Look at Walt Willie. Look how
good
he was.
That's how I remember Walt Willie when he was as Jackson, when he was skinny, when Erica first came on.
Minnie Hands.
Julia.
Edmund. Lisa Bonet from Another World. I mean, not from... that's Lisa Bonet from Cosby Show.
Yeah, but there was that. So why do you include her? She ain't daytime.
No, but Another World used to shoot in the same studio as the Cosby Show.
Oh,
so I used to get
I
the Cosby
see.
People too.
All right, I can't look anymore. We gotta talk.
Wait, let's get a Susan Lucci. You gotta look at a Susan Lucci.
We gotta talk about the show.
I know, but wait.
People are gonna yell at us if we don't.
Oh, he's so hot.
People are gonna yell.
You know
at
who
us.
That is?
Yes,
Kevin
Sedgwick
Bacon.
And, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, he's hot.
I forgot who he played.
You don't know him. He's on Ryan's Hope. God,
oh, Ryan's Hope.
Cute.
All right. Oh, the great
Dame
Ruth Warwick.
Ah! Hey, wait. Shadow. I think it was Shadow. Shadow did something funny because I think Laura asked about the scar.
Well, you see, when he was a little boy, an evil wizard killed his parents. And
Shadow's so funny.
So funny.
I love that.
That is so
all right,
funny.
Go. way, Steve Jacoby. Remember Steve Jacoby, Dak
yes,
Rambo?
Yes, oh. I do remember. Oh, he looks great. So, all right. This is not good radio. Right, looking at pictures is not good radio.
Okay, enough looking at the pictures.
Fine, no more pictures.
All right, so
you
what happened?
Look at the pictures.
What happened to all my children this week? All
right, well, this is what happened. I'm going to be very positive. Oh my God, I so love Frandy. I'm so happy that Madison is seemingly out of the picture. And now Frankie and Randy can be together and in love. And they burn those tapes. It's so awesome. They can't hear your face. His face is all like, he looks like he's going to puke. He looks like he's sucking on a lemon right now.
And that lemon has a name, and it's Denise Vaseline.
Ugh. What would we call her? Rancid?
Huh? Rancid.
Rancid.
Rancid. Ugh.
I would say Brian Franz, too, but oh my God, Laura from the blog turned me on to her tweets, to Denise Vassi's tweets.
Oh my God.
Oh, painful.
She's an idiot, right?
She's real stupid. As daytimeconfidential.com likes to say hair model. Except I still keep seeing her in my Avon catalogs. Why doesn't she go back to Avon? That's a perfectly nice place to work. Perfectly respectable job.
You know what she'd be good at?
What?
Would you like fries with that?
Oh!
That's what she'd be good at. Do you want to supersize it?
She's very beautiful. Very beautiful. She could keep modeling. She's so beautiful.
No, she could go back to her other job.
What's that?
Hooking.
Oh! This is terrible. This is not this positive podcast we promised some of the viewers.
All right. I'm going to try to think of something positive.
Angie's weave is behaving a little better this week.
Right,
it's not so mad at her this week. They had a prayer circle this week. Did you see that nonsense?
No.
They had a prayer circle. I mean, I appreciated it because it brought me back a little bit to Angie, but...
Who did they pray for?
I think they prayed for Madison being dead. I think. People, you got to understand, I've taken to watching the show with the volume down because I got two babies, as you know, and they are having a crazy-ass nap schedule. So most of the time, I have the music down, the lights down, so anytime they're ready to nap, everything's ready to go. The show is much better with the volume down. I create all kinds of little scenarios in my head.
The show is much better when I put the speed fast-forward on my DVR.
No. You know what? When the commercials come, I actually let them play now. It's awesome.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I've been watching here and there, and I got to tell you, it's hard for me. I know you guys don't want us to be, like, negative, but it's hard for me. I really can't stomach this show. I mean, we saw two doctors contemplating killing a person.
Absolutely. Horrible.
And not just any old two doctors,
horrible.
Angie and Frankie.
Horrible.
And Chuck Pratt expects me to respect this and enjoy this.
Horrible. What were you telling me about the fast forward crap?
Oh, wait. Better yet. Oh, I can't talk about that because that hasn't happened. I was going to say something.
No spoilers.
Oh, it would have been a major spoiler.
No spoilers.
Something's coming down the pike that I found out about that I was like, all I'll say is that Jesse is going to be the biggest hypocrite ever in a few weeks. And I just, it is destroying the characters on this show. That's what Chuck Pratt is doing.
It's horrible. You know what I realized too the other day as I was watching?
What?
There's a lot of like, when you watch this show, All My Children, there is a lot of like people confronting other people that they hate. Like purposely. Mm-hmm. Like Annie will show up at the yacht club where Erica and Ryan are having lunch and she'll just be like, so Erica, your evil plan didn't work. Because I have my daughter now, and everything's going to be great. And I'm going to marry Adam, and you can't stop me. And it's like, how in life? And that's all that happens on the show. And then Erica will go to somebody's house that she hates, and then she'll confront that person. And then it's like, if you were at that level of confrontation in real life every day, you would have a heart attack. You would die from like kidney stones or gallstones, whatever the hell stones kind of happen. Do you know what I mean? You cannot operate in your life just going to people's houses and confronting them and calling them all kinds of names and all this stupid shit. It's stupid. It's nothing happens. It's just stupid insults. It's not real. It's just ridiculous. It is not storytelling. This constant stupid ass conflict that isn't even real conflict is not storytelling. What did we get in One Life to Live? We had Rachel and Taya in the same
hospital. Wait, we can't talk about One Life to Live because then we're going to segue into that.
I won't. I promise. But listen to me. This goes directly to my point. we see them in the hospital, and they're a little bit at odds right now. They used to be old friends and roommates.
Best friends and roommates.
They're a little bit at odds right now. But instead of fighting each other, as they sort of started to do, because Rachel was in a real bad mood because of Sean, and because of being confronted, you know, with the choice between Sean and Greg, instead of fighting, they actually end up talking to each other like people. And they both work through some shit. You know what I'm saying? And it was really refreshing. And they make fun of the fact that they're at odds and blah, blah, blah. But they work through it and they talk to each other like women and like old friends. And they're not best friends by the end of it. They're not like swapping, you know, phone numbers and planning dates. But they treated each other civilly and they actually got somewhere at the end of it. And that, to me, is real and lovely and amazing. Comment. Discuss.
I don't want to get into One Night to Live because I'm going to be talking about
but
it because I love
point,
One Night to Live because so much. No more 5 minutes for One Night to Live.
But my point.
One Night to Live deserves more than 5 minutes on this podcast.
But my point.
Yes.
You agree?
Duh.
Ah!
Now, wait a minute.
You had a point.
I did have something positive about All My Children.
What?
And I cannot believe I'm going to say this. But I actually adore
Adam Mayfield.
No, Adam Mayfield is a god. Let me tell you something. I will lick the sweat off his testicles. He's so hot. He is one gorgeous piece of man meat. But you know what's even better? He can actually act.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
He's
amazing
very good.
Thing. Let me tell you something. He is a saving grace on this show. He is so intense. I believe this guy was raised by Stuart Chandler. Everything about his performance is so believable. No, but the thing that's really shocking to me is that I actually love Natalia and Brock.
That's nice. Bless your heart.
You don't like them, do you?
I don't care.
I care about them. The sad thing, and I'm gonna say
it's hard for me. Not to interrupt you, but only because Natalia is not a valid character for me. But
no,
ahead.
I agree with you. But I think the two of them bring out the best in each other.
Yes.
I think that there's some chemistry
nice.
There.
I agree.
I think sometimes when you put two like negatives together, you get a positive.
That's right. That's
you know?
Very good.
And like, I think they complement each other, and their scenes are very believable. I believed in them when they're together. Like, it really seems like two people really. But the problem that I have is that they're not. This is my problem with Chuck Pratt as a writer is that he has something, and instead of going with it, instead of giving it a storyline and giving it some airtime, he's not really doing that to them. He's put them together, but. All right, well, what happens now?
You are so smart.
What
and this is
now?
What I love
Wait,
about
but this,
you.
This is, but last week's episode was a perfect example. Mm-hmm. I thought, this was the week before, I thought I missed an episode. I said, I know I've been watching here and there, but Thursday ended with her shooting at Adam and in the hospital at a standoff. And when Friday's episode started up, it's the day after, and we're seeing David, of all people, reading about it in the paper. And I told I had to call Mama Hudson, because Mama Hudson, for some reason, she still watches All My Children. My Papa
She's
Hudson's
loyal,
over it.
Just like my
Papa
aunt.
Hudson's so over
just
it.
Just like my titi.
All Papa Hudson tells me is this storyline going to go forever? He's like, what is this stupid storyline going to end, referring to the murder mystery? So Friday's, and like, there's this whole thing that like, you, as a writer, this is daytime, not nighttime. Why are you speeding through stuff?
Because you can't write.
It's just like, you should have been picking up from where you left off on Thursday. But now, see, later on in the episode, they show, he deems to give Brock and Natalia like two or three scenes where they're talking about it. But see, that's a major storyline right there.
They talked at a restaurant?
They talked at
come
a restaurant.
Come on.
We should have seen where she talked about to him. We should have seen some older cop giving her that advice that she told Brad, the veteran cops were telling me how to talk. We should have seen that. We shouldn't have to hear about it from her telling Brad. We should have seen those scenes. Because you want us to care about this character, then you need to develop this character more.
You're right.
You need to give us insight into who this character is. You can't be giving us the cliff notes.
You were so smart
talked
about.
That's what All My Children is. It's cliff notes.
That's exactly right. When you talked about Taylor, who is, no surprise, leaving the show. Taylor, right? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Taylor. Can you believe that? I'm forgetting names. It's crazy. Taylor is leaving the show. When you said Taylor and Tad had no story, you're absolutely right. Putting two characters together, Chuck Pratt and Brian Franz, is not a freaking story. That is not a story.
Exactly.
You need to have stories for these people. An interesting story might be, maybe Natalia has a dilemma about dating someone who is less than perfect on the outside. You know, even that's a little too probably too obvious. But no, like,
I wouldn't get into that.
All right, maybe not that. Or maybe, you know, maybe she has issues. I don't know. I don't even know because I'm not a writer. You know better than me. There has to be a story there. What could be a story for Natalia and Brock?
Well, I think
he's an Iraqi war veteran.
I think the story was happening. I just think they're not giving them airtime. The story is that two people that kind of have a lot of friction and tension, and she thinks he's a little bit arrogant. He is a little cocky, and she brings out the cockiness in him. See, that's what I like about him.
But here's my question to you. I'm going to ask you a question.
What?
Don't you think? Because for me, I'm going to tell you the truth. All right, I'm going to be brutally freaking honest with you. I love J.R. Martinez. I think he's a phenomenal actor.
I do too.
But I do think that people have things in their head about what their partner should look like. Physically,
I agree with you.
I might have a hard time being intimate with him because he really looks very different from what I.
But
people don't tell me I'm vapid. I don't mean to be vapid, but I'm being honest with you. It would take me probably some work to get past the physical scars and the physical.
But see, sometimes I think you fall for, like, I've actually fallen for people that weren't, you know, necessarily. My friends are like, "What are you thinking?" But to me, they're beautiful.
I agree with you. And I'm not trying to be ugly and nasty and vapid. It's an issue for women, for people. Remember Blind Date? Or not Blind Date. What was that show?
Yeah.
Dating in the Dark.
I know, but I got to
tell you. What if J.R. Martinez was on Dating in the Dark?
But I got to tell you this.
I'm serious.
I know, but
it's an elephant in the room, people.
I'm going to address it to you. But that's not the thing. She's not meeting J.R. in the dark. She's seeing Brock for who he is. I gotta tell you, I'm being a little bit honest with you. I don't see the scars when I look at him. When I see him in Italia on the air, to me he's a normal guy.
Sometimes the lighting is very bad and it accentuates the scars.
Yeah, but you know what? The lighting in Fusion is so bad that it makes everybody look bad.
I gotta tell you,
even Miss Lucci does not look great in that lighting.
That's true.
I cannot believe the cast has not complained about the lighting on that.
They have to take.
It is the most unflattering lighting on any kind of daytime show ever.
They have to take Susan Lucci out of the Forever 21 tops because that little cellulite, little loose flap of skin under her armpit, that's not flattering to her. She's too elegant for that exposure.
Oh, I didn't see that. But anyway, but getting back to J.R. Martinez,
yes.
I think the thing is,
I'm gonna get so much hate mail. I'm so
afraid. Listen to me. I don't mean to be like that.
I want to just see them deal with that part of it.
I find him attractive, and you know why? Because he's confident
too.
And cocky.
I
love that, and I love him and Natalia together for that reason. Because you know we're seeing a different side of his brat than we didn't see with him and Taylor.
But here's my thing. I'm gonna get in so much trouble with this. Oh my God. God bless me. First of all, Carlos is not like the perfect man in the world. I'm not saying that. And I've dated men who are ugly.
You better hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
I dated men who smoked and smelled like broccoli. Their breath. I don't know. This one guy, he smelled like, and he had real bad acne, like the crater acne. You're looking at me funny. But I liked him. He made me laugh. But listen, there has to be a chemistry, a sexual chemistry. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I'm horrible.
I'm sorry. I find him sexually attractive.
Okay,
his confidence right now is so. When he first came on the show, I don't know. Him and Taylor didn't really do anything for me. You know?
Look at him. I'm not attracted to him. That's the only problem.
I find him cute.
Good. I'm glad.
I can't help it. This is what I'm talking about.
I'm hating myself.
When I look at him, I don't see the scars. I see this attractive guy who's confident.
It's not coming out right. Okay. You better be careful. This is a PG show.
Can we say that?
I'm not going to bleep it because I don't have the time. No more. You get one per show. Listen.
I feel like Lottie Love or Chelsea lately.
Listen. Am I going to get in trouble with the viewers now because I've been...
No, I'm sure there's people that are agreeing with you, but there's people that are going to be agreeing with me too.
It's a very nuanced thing that I'm thinking that I don't know how to communicate. I don't have the verbal capacity.
And I would really like for them to really commit to Brat and Natalia and give them a real romantic story.
I'll tell you who Brat is better looking than.
Who?
JR.
Powder.
That olive oil is a 10-year-old girl. That Marissa,
you know, she came on with such
so
promise.
So strong, and now she's
so
just
promise,
a child.
And now she's basically what is it?
Whitewash.
Whitewash babe. It's she is like
she's not even babe white light.
It's like what else can we say that's demeaning? Babe light,
I don't know.
I mean, it's just her character, there is no character, and that's the problem with her right now.
And the Rush thing that you talk about? They get married by Tad. Come on now. Where's the ceremony? Where's the... How many weddings do we have to see that are
she
like that?
She just met him a few months ago.
It's like, that could have been played out
properly.
But she
met him a few months ago.
That's my point. And it could have been played out. But Chuck Pratt, you got no freaking imagination.
I mean, and I got to tell you, they are boring together.
I swear.
They are beyond boring. You know who... You know how boring they are?
You know how boring they are?
They make
when my twins won't nap, I turn on their seats. It works like a charm.
No, because my friend Gregory, who used to be a big, he's, I don't know, we've lost touch, but he used to be the biggest All My Children fan that I ever knew next to me. The most boring couple in All My Children history was, do you remember Lainey and David?
Yes, I do.
I love me some Lainey and David.
Lainey was boring. Lainey was beautiful but boring.
They were the most boring. They were like the first boring teen couple on All My Children.
I couldn't agree more.
David Rampal and Lainey Cooney were like the most boring couple on All My Children.
Even they were compelling to me.
They make them
she
compelling.
Could act. Yeah. She could act.
Paige Turco could act. It just was bad. I think it was a bad storyline.
There wasn't really a story.
And Chen Pushe wasn't the greatest actor.
Yeah.
But Paige Turco went on to do a lot of stuff after All My Children.
She's a hardworking actress. She doesn't really get anything steady or big, but she works.
She's a working actress.
Hardworking.
She's everywhere.
She
was on Damages.
But the thing is that she shows up here and there. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Just when I think she's probably thinking of going to, like, work at a car wash, she shows up at on a television show.
She works. And her husband's that Irish actor.
Oh, no wonder.
The one from Life on Mars. Did you see Life on Mars?
No.
The leader. That's her husband in real life.
No wonder she's doing okay. She don't gotta work at a car wash. That's good.
They're both working actors. That's they have good. A kid. That's anyway, good. So like that's how boring Powder and Oliver are. They make the most. They're the previous most boring couple exciting. I really can't take their scenes anymore. It's really stupid. I think
it was Shadow who pointed out that poor what's his real name? I have mommy.
Jacob Young.
I have mommy brain. Jacob Young, he could pull off the cancer thing if he wasn't so portly. He's a little chubby to be a cancer patient.
I hate to say
He's got his eyebrows and eyelashes. He doesn't know. It just looks like he shaved his head. It looks like powder.
I hate to say it. Like, even Kim Zimmer, because Kim Zimmer, you know, put on some weight. Even when she had her cancer, and I don't know how she did it, but even she looked like cancer stricken.
Mm.
Even though she was like, you know what I mean? He looks too
portly. Oh, no. That would be a good role for him.
He looks too.
He could do the British accent.
He looks too robust.
Oh, my God.
He looks well fed.
All right, fine. Do you think that my comments...
But that's the other thing that's annoying me about the story. They're not dedicating... They're not dealing with the storyline realistically either.
Oh, it's not realistic at all.
One of the things that I loved about Reva getting cancer on Guiding Light was that we went through the experience with her.
Oh, yeah.
We went through the fear. We went through the keeping it from the family, then telling the family. We went through everything with her.
Absolutely.
And my children, this is just like a you know what would have been better?
What?
I think they should have given Erica cancer. I would have loved to see Susan Lucci play a cancer storyline.
Do you think she would do it?
She would
have to take off her makeup.
I don't think that people give Miss Lucci enough credit. I think
she would do it. I don't think she'd be into it.
I think she would. I think she would love a chance at a meaty real storyline.
I would need her to take off some of the makeup. I don't think she would.
I refuse to believe that she is okay with what they're doing with her character right now.
Oh, no.
I think it's all her being gracious and stuff and not airing out like the family business. But I think I cannot believe that she thinks All My Children is really hot right now. This is a woman who's been with the show for 40 years.
Didn't we have a news blind item that said that one of the AMC starlets was like apologizing for how bad her dialogue was? I thought it was her.
I believe it.
I thought it was her.
And what was up with J. Lou and those zits on her head? That was real. Honey, you know what? Call in sick.
My God.
Oh, get that shit lanced. Do something. Those things were huge.
I don't think there was zits. I think they were boils.
I did. That's what I'm saying. She looked like a witch. And you then what killed me?
You can get cortisone shots. I used to get the dermatologist cortisone shots.
What killed me is that you know that it was those scenes were taped on different days because earlier in the same episode, there was nothing. And then all of a sudden, boing, boing, she looked like Witchy Poo from Bugs Bunny.
Oh, my God.
A cup of tea.
Danger Show episodes. That's so funny.
That's her new name, Witchy Poo. So Witchy Poo. And what's up with Witchy Poo inviting this girl to come live with her?
Oh, my
Stewie,
God.
And they're calling him Stewie. That's, isn't that the name of the little crazy kid on Family Guy? I don't watch that show, but isn't that his name?
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
Stewie. She's like, Stewie won't stop crying. And that girl is such a hideous
actress.
She's
so bad. It's See, like, how do you have faith that the new Colby's going to be good when...
Because I saw her on The Good Wife.
I didn't say the F word. Freaking Judy Blight.
Because I saw her on The Good
we
Wife.
We agreed that performances can be edited. We agreed on that. And and you know,
Susan and Elise saw The Good Wife and they agree with me. They think that
they
she's not
get
dead
plenty
behind
of
eyes.
Footage.
I love her.
You know they get plenty of footage on those nighttime shows to cobble together performance. They do like one scene every day.
Are you watching The Good Wife?
No.
I love The Good Wife. I never saw Juliana Margulies on ER because I hated ER. My first experience with her was on Canterbury's Law on Fox, which I loved, and Fox canceled. I hate you, Fox, for canceling it. But now I'm watching
this?
The Good Wife, and I'm living for her.
How does
love
he
the
know
Good
this?
Wife. Love The Good Wife.
Ay, ay, ay. How does he know this?
That's the only CBS show I'm watching, The Good Wife.
I watched the first episode of Super Nanny. Weird.
That's reality. I try not to do
it's
reality.
It's horrible. It was really horrible.
I finally saw the 2-hour season finale of Ugly Betty. I was sat behind on Ugly
Betty.
Oh,
I don't.
Now I got to watch this. You don't watch Ugly Betty. I love Ugly Betty.
It's so funny, too, because I love it and I don't watch it.
I think Ugly Betty is great. I live for Ugly Betty. You know what Ugly Betty is? Ugly Betty to ABC Nighttime is what One Night to Live is to ABC Daytime, The Bastard Child. They show no respect to Ugly Betty. They show no respect to One Night to Live.
Yeah, I was gonna
This is a solid performer. They basically put it on Friday night to hope that they can cancel it.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
I looked up the ratings.
For what?
The soap ratings. GH, AMC, and OLTL are virtually tied in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that One Life to Live is the one looking toward at the chopping block?
Because, and I hate to say that he has a point, but he has a point. When it comes down to which soaps are known, people know All My Children in General Hospital. They don't really know One Night to Live.
Mm.
General Hospital was made famous, of course, by Luke and Laura. So everybody knows General Hospital. And All My Children is an icon.
There's like a tenth of a tenth of a tenth of a point separating them. It's nothing. It's like one viewer separating them. How does that happen? How do they, you know, how does One Life to Live get threatened? It is so clearly a... I'm sorry, people. I know this isn't One of My Children podcast. I'm apologizing. It is so clearly a superior show. I look forward to it every day.
Well, I just show... For those of you, I'm trying to get Ashley to start watching Y&R.
Oh,
I showed her. I showed her the clip from the August episode where Patty finally told Paul that she was his sister Patty.
Oh,
how good were they?
So good.
How good were they? She didn't even know who Doug Davidson was, and she was screaming.
I was.
She
went.
Say,
I got
tell
the chills.
Them what you said. Tell you what they said.
I got the chills.
Say what you said to me though.
What did I say?
She was like, "How could he do that? How do actors do that?"
That's what I said.
She was amazed
said,
by his performance. Right? Wasn't he good? He was very
because
realistic.
Because it's a pretty out there proposition, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
the writing was very good.
The writing was good.
And how good was Stacey?
Was so good.
Girl, I'm gonna YouTube. I'm gonna send you clips from YouTube of some Y&R scenes because. I'm living for Y&R.
This is what I live for. In a show, it's real. When this man told his sister, because she was trying to get away, she was like a rabid cat, Stacey Haydick.
Yeah.
She was trying to get out of there, and he wouldn't let her. And he said, "You stay." And I was like, "Holy cow!" And All My Children, it would have been like, "You stay." An actor would have been like, "Oh, do I stay? Is this my mark? Is this where I stay?" Pathetic. This is some real act. This is some actors who have respect for their craft and really, really work hard. And I'm not saying the All My Children actors don't have respect for their craft. I think they're just beaten.
Yeah.
At this point, they're just beaten.
They're like that. They're like that old gas station dog.
Thank you. They really are. Their tail doesn't even wag when the owner comes by.
That's
you
one
know?
Of my favorite lines from Designing
oh my
Women.
God.
When Suzanne's talking about Anthony, she goes, "He was like an old gas station dog."
Now, do we talk about? Because
wait, did you hear about Dorothy Lyman?
Oh,
rumor
might
is
become...
that they're trying to get her to come back as Opal.
Do you think she'll do it?
I don't know. You know what? The economy's bad right now, and she was on Guiding Light a few months ago before
she
it got canceled.
She was
on Guiding Light for like
she
two
might
episodes.
Do it.
I wouldn't.
Can I tell you something? That gives me.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
Ellis. Is that Ellis?
No, that's.
That queen.
Debbie, I'm doing a podcast. I'll have to call you back. It's my friend Debbie from Springfield. We're shooting the podcast live right now.
Hi, Debbie from Springfield.
All right. No, not Springfield from Guiding Light. She lives in Springfield, Massachusetts. All right. I'll call you when the show's over.
Aye, aye, aye. I tell him every show, before every show, put it on silent, and he don't. Even mine's on silent, and I got two babies.
I thought they turned it off.
What the hell were we just talking about?
Oh, you know why I didn't turn it off?
Why?
Because usually I call you from downstairs to let me in, and then I turn it off. And
okay,
then,
fine.
And
then, okay. What the hell were we just talking about? I got mommy brain. You can't
Dorothy Lyman. Dorothy Lyman.
Do you know that if she came back to the show, I would be so excited. Dorothy Lyman don't bake cookies, but she is old school. I know. They wouldn't give her anything that's even close to worthy of her. But it would feel good for at least a moment. For a small fraction of time, I would have the warm fuzzies for my old show.
I have mixed feelings.
If she said, I miss my baby Jenny, oh my God, I would die.
I have mixed feelings about it.
Why? Because they went to destroy her the way they destroyed Jesse and Edgy.
Jill Larson's played the role longer. I don't know if I, you know what I mean? I don't know if I can go back and accept
Think back to Langley and I know, Opal.
But have you seen what Dorothy Lyman looks lately?
They will make her look like Opal.
She's gonna be one big Opal.
Oh shit, are you kidding me?
She's not a thin mini girl.
She used to be flaca.
She's not like that anymore. Girl, she's let herself go.
Shoot, damn it. She can't play Opal.
She's been directing.
Now.
You know what she used to direct?
What?
She used to direct the episodes of The Nanny. Remember The Nanny with Fran Drescher? She used to direct that show.
Now she can't be on All My Children.
Uh-huh. Who?
Now she can't be. Because being big on All My Children is like being obese. On any other program.
I mean, don't get me wrong. She's not. It's not like she's Kim Zimmer big. Wait, I'm sorry. I love me some Kim Zimmer. Kim Zimmer, I don't care how big you are, girl. I love you. I'm a Latin man. We like our women with some meat.
Do you think she would do it?
I don't know. It's interesting. That's the rumor that's going around. I mean, it would. I could see why they would want her back. I mean, because some people still consider her the Opal. But I got to tell you, all the people that are probably watching, I would love to know how many people even remember Dorothy Lyman as Opal that are watching the show now.
Probably not many.
That's the thing, because that's what I'm saying. Jill Larson's played the role longer. See?
She's not so bad.
Ooh, that's a very Judi Dench looking picture of her.
She is Judi Dench.
Right? That's a very Judi Dench.
Because she had long hair as Opal. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're right.
No, she used to wear a wig as Opal. I think that was a wig. I don't think that was her real hair.
You think it was a wig?
Yeah, I don't think that was her
real hair. Put a wig on her. That's fine. That's fine with me.
Let's see another picture.
That don't look like her. See, here we go again. Looking at pictures. Instead of talking about All My Children, we look at
pictures. Look, there she is. That's her.
All right, fine. She don't look the same, but she could do it. She's a real actress. I'm sorry, but she's a real actress. So is Jill Larson. They're both fine actresses. I love them both.
I don't know.
Hey, that's something positive, right? Guys, you question.
Wait, go to this picture. Go to this picture. I'm going
to
say that picture.
I need to ask you a question.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I can look
I
and listen.
I thought that Opal lost all her
see,
money.
See, look.
So if she lost
Wait,
all
go
her
down.
Money... No, she's not that fat. Come on.
I didn't say fat. Oh, look at her friend. That's Fran.
Fran Drescher's beautiful.
I used to love
She's
the
beautiful
nanny. Remember
still.
The nanny?
I remember the nanny. If Opal lost all her money, why she got different outfits every day? You know I'm serious.
Stupid. The show's so stupid.
She got different outfits every day.
Now that All My Children's going to L.A., maybe after James Franco's is finished with General Hospital, he can come play Petey for a little while on All My Children.
Oh, my God. How funny would that be? I would love it.
I wonder if this is going to start a trend where now nighttime people are going to go on and movie stars are going to want to be on daytime.
Nighttime. So forget
hey,
nighttime.
Maybe they
could
say daytime. You know, if James Franco comes to General Hospital and the ratings go up, every soap is going to be trying to get, like, big people to come.
But that's what happens. See, here's what happens. There's such a, like, squeeze on entertainment that A-list movie actors go to TV. TV actors go to daytime. Daytime actors go to infomercials.
You're right. They go to infomercials. They do Pilates.
That's right.
Susan Lucci.
That's right.
They do that clearing your face medicine, Melissa Clay Egan.
That's right.
They do Good Morning America, Cameron Matheson, who supposedly they think that they might actually hire him.
I disagree with a lot of people. I think he'd be great on Good Morning America. I've seen him on Good Morning America. He's very good. That's what he should be doing. He's a pretty face. He speaks nice. What are you saying? What are saying.
This is Good Morning America.
Can I ask you a question?
Not the insider.
We have a policy here at the Pie Valley Podcast.
What?
We don't trash young children's performances. But there's been a little bit of chatter about our little Lucy Merriam.
Look, little Emma's over the storyline and over the job. She obviously does not want to do acting anymore.
She's just texting it in.
You need to see little Summer Newman on Young and the Restless. Not only is this little girl a great actress, but they gave her a storyline where she was poisoned and she's like now mentally like a few years back. This girl can act.
It's not the actress's
this
fault.
This girl can act.
Don't you think?
Part of it's the bad writing, but I don't think this is a girl who wants to act. You know who wants to act?
You're right.
Little
about
Kathy
that.
Wants to
oh
act.
Oh my God, she's
and
so
where's
good.
Little Kathy?
She was on once this week.
Really?
That
was
the
one episode I missed.
But can I tell you something? How beautiful she is. She was carving pumpkins, and Tad made a funny face and turned it around, and she giggled and squealed with such delight. She is a beautiful child. She's such a little spark of light. Not that Lucy Merriam isn't, and we're not here to criticize her. It's just like I'm criticizing her mama. Because this girl don't want to act. You're absolutely right. She's not interested in it. You know? And the whole thing that they're making her do is so backwards. It's so gross and ass backwards. It's like a mother forcing her child to lie about a murder
yeah,
she saw.
I don't buy that.
It gives me the creeps. It's disgusting.
I don't buy that.
It's freaking disgusting.
I think it's really... Everything they do on this show is disgusting like that. The abuse of
where's
children the, on
this show. It really is abusive. But where's the positive in this? We got to find something positive. Oh, I know something positive. Little Ryan decorated little Emma's room very beautifully. It looks like a girl's room. You know how little Adam's room looks like a girl's room and not a boy's room? It's gender appropriate. Let's put it that way.
Leave little Adam alone. He might
I love
be a-
little Adam. He lost his two top teeth. He's so cute. I love little Adam, but his room is a girl's room.
F-F-O-A.
What's that? Oh, God. Don't say that. He's so
oh, God.
I love all child actors. Just because I don't love J.R. Martinez, don't hate on me. I'm in trouble this week.
I think he's sexy.
My J.R. Martinez comments will put me over the edge. J.R., I hope you don't listen to this podcast because I think you're wonderful. I love his tweets. He has very inspirational tweets. What? I'm an ugly person. That's it. I'm right. Ugly.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
I am ugly.
Now, let's talk about the real elephant in the
what?
Room. What we knew for months, now everybody else knows.
Adam is the killer. Chuck Pratt finally figured it out. Stupid.
What was the point of all this?
There's no point.
What is the point of making Adam the killer?
These people don't
of killing
care.
Our steward.
What infuriates me every day is these freaking a-holes.
A horrible storyline.
ABC.
Kendall on the run.
Do not care
and, oh,
about our show. They do not care about storytelling. They do not care about acting. They do not give a flying fig. It makes me mad. Fire them all and get people who love and care about daytime. There are lots of us out there.
All right, so now you guys know what I've known for like 4 to 5 months, all right? I'm not amused about it. I think there's really no point to it. I mean, I never saw the point of killing Stuart anyway. I thought if anything,
kill Adam
and actually have somebody really like really do it and pay for it. Mm-hmm. That would have been far more interesting.
Yep.
I don't see the point of it. You know, one of the reasons that I don't like is that there's no follow through with Chuck Pratt's writing. For instance, has Liza even mentioned Marion? Has anybody mentioned Marion? No.
Oh, my God.
We're never going to hear or see about Marion again.
Don't talk about Marion.
You know?
She is my lady.
I mean, this is my point. So there's no real ramifications. I mean, obviously, Adam really didn't care that Stuart died that much because he got involved with Annie the minute after Stuart got killed. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like this is bad writing, people. Mm-hmm. This is bad, bad writing. And I'm disgusted by it. I'm really disgusted by it. I can't tell you that how it is painful to me what they are doing in this show that I love.
I know.
You know? And this is a perfect example. And I knew it. I knew already that this was where it was going. It still doesn't make it any easier to actually see it and have to, like, deal with it. Just disgusting.
I hear you.
And the only thing that makes it interesting is, like, Adam Mayfield's performance. He actually put some thought into his performance to think about what it would feel like to know that your uncle killed your father. And how, and that it was an accident, and that you got to keep it a secret because it will destroy Adam.
I actually don't have a big problem with most of the actors on All My Children. I think Tad tries to work it out no matter what crap they put in his hands, no matter what turds they give.
Yeah, but look at what they're doing with him and Crystal. They get... Him and Crystal actually thinking of going back together after but everything? Here,
but that, but I'm talking about the actors. I'm not talking about, you know, and Sani always gives it 110%. You know,
she's Melissa a goddess.
Claire, Melissa Claire Egan. You know, the actors I have a problem with are, you know, Randy, Colby, Adam, you know, and even to some extent, Alicia and Torsten, who play Kendall and Zach, are texting it in. But I don't blame them. They're given such crap.
Oh, I can't even get in. I don't even want to talk about Zach.
And actually, you know what? I take it back a little bit because
he's
I take
so
it.
Annoying.
Let me rephrase that because they're not actually really phoning it in as badly as they could or should be.
He's. I can't even take it. I can't even take his character. The way they write his character is so stupid. This guy is so obnoxious, and the way he talks to everybody, like he is God and the law, and he could do whatever he wants. I'm sorry, I don't find that interesting in a character. I just don't.
Carlos is back with a baby, so we got 6 minutes to talk about One Life to Live.
And I told you only 5 minutes for All My
Children. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't do it. I got two babies.
Next time, it's going to be the Latano County podcast. And all we're going to do is talk about Landview 24/7.
I'd like to talk about Landfair.
Oh, Le Boulay.
La Boulay.
La Boulay.
And Landfair.
All right, One Life to Live.
Wait, hold on a second. Is Landfair is Vicky?
Vicky.
Landfair.
Landfair.
Is Vicky.
Yeah.
Of course. And La Boulay is Dorian.
Yes.
Gotcha. Discuss.
What Life to Live was hot. Oh my God. Let me tell you something. Even knowing what was coming down, Ron C as a writer surprises me. Because yes, we all knew that Taya and Todd had a kid. We knew that Taya's been keeping the kid hidden. But the brilliance in the writing was those scenes where Taya told the whole story. Because we didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that she only suspected that Todd was the father, and that it wasn't until last year when she came back to town that she got some DNA stuff to merely confirm that Todd was the father. So now you see why Ross is so desperate, because he only recently found out himself that he wasn't the father.
And he's attached to his daughter.
He thought he was
technically he's the father.
And
right now.
So this is going to be one hell of a storyline. Because think about the ramifications when Todd Manning finds out that he has a child. You know what that's going to be like. And you think that Ross is just going to give up on his daughter? This is a storyline that's going to go on for a good couple of years.
I was telling
Powerful stuff.
I was telling Jordan in the beginning, I love when Taya is looking at the picture of her daughter. First of all, I love the reveal because we thought that the boy roommate,
I had
Matthew,
a feeling they were faking us out.
You
I had
did.
A feeling. I was like...
And the kid was just like, the boy roommate was just
like Todd. Yes.
So you like thought it was him. But then all of a sudden, Taya shows a picture of her daughter. She says... Oh, she's so sweet and innocent and wonderful. She's a great girl. Something like that. Then you cut to the daughter, and she's a bitch on wheels. Who took my cell phone? You know.
I love little Daniela.
She's Daniela.
Daniela. Love the Florencia does that. It says everything
Daniela
Spanish.
Daniela is awesome. She looks like Florencia and what's his name?
Todd.
Well,
Roger.
Trevor.
I'm sorry. Freudian slip.
She looks like them. I swear to God.
Yes, she looks like
she's got his
daughter.
Coloring her face.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
And she's a good actress.
And Matthew
good
and
actress.
Her got chemistry. Oh, that's going to be some triangle.
With Destiny? Come on now. He doesn't like Destiny.
I know. He don't
I
like
love
her that
Destiny,
way,
but he doesn't like her.
And she was so good with David Vickers on Friday.
Oh, so
those
good.
Scenes were. See, this is what I love about Ron C's writing is that these characters live in this town. They interact with people in ways that you just don't see coming. Like, who would have thought that David and her would have scenes together? And I love their scenes together. I love
he
the way people
He was playing
match
with
up.
Her. On that, yeah. He was like, you got a crush on him? Got a crush, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so...
he goes, and I'm going to keep doing that until you. And she looked like she was
like,
bitch slap him.
So funny. I loved it.
Let me tell you, the whole reveal, another reveal that I love, finding out that Elijah and Ross are brothers. This explains
awesome.
Why. I was thinking, awesome. But see, this is why Ron C is so great. Good. Because for weeks now, I'm thinking, first of all, the first thing I thought was like, how the hell could Ross afford a high-powered lawyer like Elijah.
Yeah.
When he's obviously a broke-ass surfer that's on the run in Tahiti and Taya's been his sugar mama all these years.
Yeah.
So how could he afford a lawyer? Then I thought, why is this lawyer going over the board to help this Kryon out.
Who's
we find
escaped.
Out, yes.
Custody, jail custody.
And wants him to steal the briefcase, and Elijah almost did it. And it's because Elijah's his brother.
Love it.
And they look like they could be brothers.
He's so good on this show. When he was on All My Children and the storyline was so bad when he was a pedophile, it was one of the worst, lowest storylines, most untruthful storylines I've ever seen. It was horrible. There are lots of pedophiles in this world, but the way that they played that out was so black and white and disgusting. I hated it. Plus, I don't want to see pedophiles on daytime TV. I'm sorry, I don't. I hate them. And then secondly, he is so good on the show.
Oh, my God.
So good on the show.
They need to sign. You know, they're both recurring. They're not on contract. Both of these guys need to be on contract because their characters have so much potential.
So good.
Another thing I loved about One Night to Live this week.
I know what you're going to say.
Go ahead.
Mama Evans. Say it.
When Mama Evans slapped them in the face, I was like, see, now that's a colored mother.
I cheered.
That is a colored mother. Yes.
Come on now.
A mother of color.
Thank you.
Hello. She was fierce because you know a Latin mother. Or black mother's gonna do that. Gonna set the child straight.
Basically, what happened was she was acting all goody goody nice when she was in the room with Sean and Greg. But when she left that room, she said, I see it. I know what's going on in your mind. And you leave your brother's girlfriend alone.
No, woman.
Woman, you stay away from your brother's woman.
That was powerful scene.
And then when he said some shit, he started going off in some bullshit.
Maybe she don't want me to leave her alone.
She slapped the shit out of him, and I cheered.
That was some hot scenes. Let me tell you, Mama Evans.
She said, "You
and
may
Papa
not
Evans,
be able to control what Rachel feels, but you can control what you do to your brother."
Oh, I like the line when she was like, "You did not save your brother's life to break his heart."
Oh, it was so good.
Let
I'm
me tell you something.
Right now.
This is what we need. We need Mama and Papa Evans on the show as regulars too. I'm loving the Evans family.
I gotta tell you,
I love the Evans family.
When I saw that scene, I couldn't believe it.
I sat up on my sofa. I was so riveted. It just was believable. I love the fact that somebody is calling somebody on their behavior because you know what? That's what you do.
Can I tell you what else I love? Because we gotta go quick. I love when Kimmy and Stacey sat at the table and to figure out which Buchanan she was going to go after. She was going to settle on Bo.
Let me tell you something. Kimmy and Stacey crack me up.
They're so great together. I don't know how people can't feel that way.
They're funny as all hell. Kimmy is hysterical.
Funny. Even if she got eyes on both sides of her head, she's very funny.
Oh, and wait. How adorable was those scenes with Brody and Jessica in the morning eating breakfast?
I love them so much.
See, simple scenes.
Simple.
They weren't boring. I love seeing them all romantic.
And what's going on with his sister, with Brody's sister?
I don't know. We're going to have to wait till Monday to find out.
I can't believe I have to wait.
Nadine, Brody's mysterious sister, called him up in desperate need. I just hope that little boy that's in school with Matthew is going to be coming back to Landview with all of them. Because he's really good. He actually was on As the World Turns. He played JJ for a couple of years in As the World Turns.
Oh, he's great.
And I'm sure he's happy that he's off that crappy show.
I like him better than that kid that was bugging Matthew, the mayor's son.
Oh, yeah, that little turd.
He's a little turd.
I'm having faith.
That you think he's a little turd means that he did a good job, but I don't like the character so much.
I'm having faith that Ron C, that this character somehow is related to somebody in Landview. Because the fact that they decided to make him American... His parents, he has to be coming back to life.
And you know what's so freaking clever that I love? That we're not treated like idiots. They're making so much fun of like the Hogwarts and the Harry Potter with this British school that I love it. I was cracking up at some of the lines.
Oh my God, everybody's a wise ass.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Let me just say, I have nothing but love for my One Life to Live. I mean, Dorian, the whole gay storyline.
Yes, she can.
Oh my God.
So funny.
Wait, how good was that proposal scene when he proposed to Kyle
and Nick. Let
me tell you something. I wanted to be on my hands and knees proposing to that man too.
How funny was the kiss? I didn't expect the kiss. Nick walked away
and then
he came back and he freaking planned around
this
Kyle.
Storyline is really, but see, you know why this storyline works for me?
Why?
Because they're not bashing us over the head with this. They're not trying to make a political statement so much as they're showing these characters having their own issues and desire. It's not like I'm gay, I'm here, I'm queer. No, this is a storyline, an actual storyline where these people, and you have different perspectives. You have a couple of the gays who understand where they're coming from. You have a couple of the gays who aren't agreeing with this or are not seeing it. You know what I mean? And they're actually having a debate and a discussion. But the heart of it is that these people are human beings, regardless about whether they're straight or gay. Mm-hmm. And when you write something, you got to write in a very universal way so that people can relate.
Just like the Evan storyline.
Yes.
People of color.
I'll tell you, and of course, Blair, Todd, and Taya, phenomenal. So Blair, Taya, I gotta tell you, Blair is
continues to
an
amaze
evil
me.
Bitch. There is no excuse for
but
her
she's
lying
so,
to Todd.
But listen, my favorite word, nuance. She's so nuanced, and that's what I love about her.
But this is what I'm saying. Like,
she's not
evil.
Just the bitch, but
can you believe what she told Todd?
Yeah, she told Todd that Taya pushed her out the window.
No, and she said that Taya was only after his money. She said that Ross and Taya, that was the, because she's trying to cover up the real secret.
Doesn't Taya have zillions of dollars as a lawyer? Didn't she like write her own check to herself from Todd with like a lot of zeros?
She got like $5 million from Todd
first
time around.
But that's
so
what
she's
I'm
wealthy.
Saying. She's fine. So stupid.
But you know, but Todd, you know, Jack, how good
was
Jack?
My criticism.
How good was Jack?
Jack is the best actor
on
daytime TV.
When Jack and Elijah
were
going at it, and Elijah was like, I don't have to bribe. And he was like, well, I'll call them and I'll tell them you try to kiss me. I was like, oh my God. This little boy is a terror. The look on Elijah's face, like,
can I tell you though?
This boy is the bad scene.
I have one criticism.
What?
Because we got to be fair. We got equal opportunity. I thought Trevor St. John phoned in a little bit of the breakup with Taya.
No, I liked it.
It was so, like, thrown away. Like,
I think that's Todd, though. Todd, you got to understand, at least when Roger Howard played Todd.
I don't love it.
The thing with Todd is that Todd, when Roger Howard played, whenever he got to that point, he would shut down like that. I know what you're saying, that it's throwing away, but that's Todd's nature. Todd just shuts down
emotionally. I could be wrong.
He just shuts everything down. He becomes very cold and very matter-of-fact and very, like, whatever. I mean, for those of you who aren't familiar with Todd and Taya, you go to YouTube and look up some of those original Todd and Taya scenes.
I keep thinking of what the actor Trevor St. John said, that he doesn't know how his character feels.
I don't agree with him on that.
And that made me feel like he doesn't know how Todd feels.
No,
Todd,
I
think, is
you.
Hurt.
I
think Todd would be hurt.
I agree with you on that point. And what about this mystery with Jared?
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm interested in that.
And Roxy
really was
so good. Roxy was back this week.
Even if I don't love Fadley, I'm interested in Jared's
story.
Well,
I will tell you this. Evil is on its way back to Landview.
Oh, really?
Roscoe Bourne supposedly is coming back as Mitch Lawrence. So there's gonna
that means
some,
nothing to me.
There's going to be some evil. Well, I think he's Rex's father.
Okay.
I think he's Rex's father. Okay. Even though people think that Allison Garrick is going to be Rex's father.
Skylar and Gigi look like they're going to kiss. It's been in all the ads.
I love Skylar and Gigi.
I do too. I
hate Gigi, but for some reason, when she's with
Gigi.
Skylar. Gigi. When she's with Skylar, I like her. I don't know why.
Skylar is a nice young man. He's perfectly lovely young man.
Did you see Kevin Buchanan this week?
I love Kevin. And when is Kelly coming back?
I don't know, but she's. This is weird because
a new
they
Kelly.
The original Kelly.
Oh, the original Kelly.
Gina Tognani was the original Kelly.
Gotcha. Okay.
And she won two awards while on Guiding Light. So this is going to be
fun. I really liked
to have
Heather Tom. I have to tell you. I've always liked her.
I liked Heather Tom, too. I got to tell you. I didn't mind
a little Petunia Piggy, but
she's
that's okay.
She's very Petunia Piggy.
Really?
But you know
I don't
what I like
give a
she
shit.
Can
she's
act.
A good actress.
She's a good actress.
She's a great actress.
She's a very good actress.
Speaking
I like
of
her.
Which, rumors of Binks coming back, right, in California? You don't
I don't know
care.
Why she would want to after the way they treated
her. That's what
her.
I'm saying.
I mean,
don't be
Pat
like Katie McClain. Just say no. Say no. Be like Alicia and Torsten.
Keep
say
your imaginary
no.
bitches, girl.
Thank you.
Didn't
it's
your
so great.
Show just won an award?
He's brilliant.
I can't relate to it, but other people are. I try to watch it. It's not for me. I don't get it.
It's a little corny for me, but I respect it. Respect it.
It's a little bland for me.
It's innovative. It's different. It's fun.
I didn't get it. I don't feel it.
But would I watch it on a regular basis? No, not for me.
Did you see Modern Family this week?
I love Modern Family.
Did you see?
I do. It's not my favorite show ever, but it's fun.
It is one of my favorite
show.
Shows ever.
Show.
Did you see when they were when her and Julie Bowen were arguing? The husband was sitting there, and she's like, "Do I need to prove myself? Do I need to take off my ring?"
See, that's for me. See. A little OTT at times for
no,
me.
No, I love it.
People don't do that
I love
crap.
It.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I think it's
hysterical.
I love that show. I love The Middle before it, and then I love Cougar Town after it.
I love me some Cougar Town.
You know who you're reminding me of from Cougar Town?
Who?
The best friend who's married with a kid. You're like her now.
I love her. I listened to our last podcast and I was giggling at myself.
You were like her.
Why are you up so early? Why are you up so early? My stupid baby woke me up.
She reminds me of
I
you.
I love
now.
That
you're
girl.
Like her.
I love that girl.
I'm Courtney Cox Sally.
Yeah. No, you're not. Don't
yeah,
say
I am.
Poppy.
I'm a hot mess. My British boy broke my heart last Saturday.
Oh, shit.
that British boy. He comes in and out of my life like a yo-yo, and it broke my heart.
I'm sorry, Jordan Hudson.
He finally is living here in New York, and he broke up with his boyfriend in England. And
he still didn't.
No, he met somebody. We hung out last week, and he's talking about how he just met somebody who he felt a connection with.
You gotta pull a Katie McLean. You gotta do what Katie McLean should do.
No, we're just gonna be friends.
Just, you gotta tell him.
Tell him what? He knows how I feel about
no,
him.
No, that's bullshit. You tell him how you feel, and you say, look, every time you talk about your boyfriends or this or that, you stomp all over my heart. I don't like it. I want to be your friend, but don't talk that shit with me.
You know,
talk about the weather. Let's talk about the.
It is what it is. It's over.
Let's talk about Britney Spears.
You know how I feel like? I feel like Kendall. Remember? I always remember when that scene where she told Susan Lucci
where she ran after Ryan on the motorcycle.
She goes, I'm just not lovable. That's the way I feel at times. Nobody loves me. I'm just not lovable.
It's not true.
I relate to Kendall Hart. I really do.
Send my man some love messages, please, people.
I think I need to go to Canada. I gotta go to Canada.
Listen, we gotta.
I'm in Canada.
All right, fine. We gotta end the show.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. We're
babies.
Rambling. We digress.
I got babies. I gotta go. But
we just have fun.
If you like to write us, I feel lower than a snake's belly. So please make me feel better by reminding me how stupid I am by writing me, emailing me, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. I was trying to make a nuanced point. It didn't work out. It's stupid. It's dumb. Forget about it. I hate myself when I do shit like that. All right. So pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com or go to our Facebook pages. Ashley Mendoza is me. Jordan Hudson is him. We also have a Pine Valley podcast fan page. Go to our friends' websites. Go to www.daytimeconfidential.com. Go to www.myspace.com/superposterofthe year. Superposter is awesome. He's got great spoilers. You can go to him. We thank our friend Shadow. He is our fill-in blogger. He writes on our blogspot.com page, pinevalleypodcast.blogspot.com. He fills in for us when we can't make it. He's brilliantly funny. Luis, as always, does great intros for us. Who am I forgetting? I did Daytime Confidential. Those folks are awesome.
We love soaps.net.
We love soaps.net is very good too. Very good too. So anyway, thank you for listening. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Show Jordan some love on Facebook. He would like that. Sexy, sexy. Here's a little something just for you.
JT, it's me. Listen, the woman I'm following is not Patty. It's Mary Jane Benson. She dyed her hair. She's staying in room 855. Going somewhere, Mary Jane? Sit down, Mary Jane. You're not going anywhere.
Okay,
Sit down.
Please, just let me go. Please.
Too many people have been hurt. Now sit down, right now.
Look, you can get me out of town. You put me on a plane.
You're not going anywhere.
No.
You need to answer some questions. Now sit down.
I don't want
to. Sit down.
I don't want to hurt anyone.
I don't care. You're not going to hurt. Sit down. I mean it. Now you just sit down and relax, okay? Don't move.
No, please,
I mean it. Don't move. I am not kidding.
I'm your sister. Just stop.
No.
Stop.
That's very clever, but I told you I had a sister that time we had lunch together. No.
No, look at me. Look at me. It's Patty.
No.
I had surgery, so no one would recognize me. I wanted a new start, but I couldn't fool you.
Hi, I'm Paul Williams. Do I know you?
You knew all along.
No. My sister Patty would not send a kid to the hospital. She would not put a child in a coma.
I didn't want to hurt her. I didn't. I thought Summer was going to have just a tiny little allergic reaction. I never wanted to hurt her. I have been so scared, Paul.
Shut up.
No. Paul, it's me.
Shut up.
Paul, I've been very scared and nobody to help me.
Stop it. Put the knife down. I mean it. Put the knife down.
Would you listen to me?
Put the knife down.
Listen to me. Remember when we were little and you used to sing me that song about the ferry ship? Remember? Saw a ship go sailing, sailing on the sea. And it was deeply laden with pretty things for me. There were raisins in the cabin and almonds in the hold.
They said I was made of silver and my master was of gold.
You don't have to be afraid, Patty Cake. I'd never let anything hurt you.